Tell Me a Story. It's a show about you. Now here's your host, astrologer Deborah Silverman on Empower Radio.
Hello, here we are on the radio, and I'm hearing an echo. I wonder what that is, Nate. There's only one of Deborah Silverman, now I'm getting two. That's better. Deborah Silverman on the radio. It is Wednesday evening, Empower Radio. I'm an astrologer. I'm a psychotherapist. And the name of the show is Tell Me a Story, because you get to tell me your story. You know, I've discovered over the years, I have a lot of air in my chart, which is an astrologer's dream. Air is the ability to communicate and talk, but I really love to listen. My favorite thing in life is listening. In fact, I just finished teaching a course, not last weekend, but the weekend before, and it was about these women that I have been training. I'm going to be doing a training course starting in January. If you're interested in learning astrology, I have systemized it into a very simple process where you come online, you do a group, it's an hour for me watching a video, and then an hour with all of us breakout groups with 10 people. And it's all internet sensitive, but it's so simple because I, who don't understand astrology at all, that's not true. I, who don't understand the networking and the internet and all of the technology, that's what I don't understand at all. I can go on and play this game called Ruzuku, where you push buttons and your chart comes up and there's questions and there's classes, and you really do learn astrology. So one of the reasons I'm telling you that is, at the end of the class, what I got after these women had been with me, they've taken three classes and they're now in the apprenticeship program to actually become an astrologer when they grow up. The single gift that I would say makes me stand out as an astrologer, this is true for psychics and this is true for healers and this is true for really good doctors. And you know what? It's true for really good lovers, for those of you that want to know how to be a great lover. It all comes down to listening. And the word listen and silent have the same letters. So in order to really listen, you have to turn off your internal dialogue. To be a really good psychic, to be a really good healer, to be a really good astrologer, to be a really good lover, you stop thinking about what is going on inside of your head and you empty. And this is the art of meditation. It's the art of spirituality. It's the ability to do Shavasana at the end of yoga. It's the ability to be able to stop and be still during any kind of meditation process. It allows us to stand still enough to hear spirit's voice. And sometimes spirit doesn't talk. So you got to like listen. And then suddenly you get this download. So part of the gift of astrology is teaching people how to listen, first of all, to their chart. So tonight on this radio show, and Milena and Nate, I don't know what the phone number is to give out. So if we're going to give out the phone number, someone's got to write it out. I'm going to give you the phone number. Here it is. It's a Michigan phone number. So pick up your telephone and dial 248-809-3475. There's only two lines, so you're going to get like a busy signal because there's already somebody waiting, but you will be able to get through as soon as that person hangs up. 248, grab your cell, 248-809-3475. So what you learn in astrology is you get to turn on your observer of being able to watch yourself from a distance and start to identify your system, the way your patterns or your nature or your personality works. And for some of you to listen, it's really difficult because your internal dialogue is so thick, or you just get so distracted, or you're so fixated on getting things done. It's either the noises inside of your head, that would be air, or it's the practicality demanding your attention, that would be earth. So you're busy all the time, you don't stop. Or it's fire, you're so physical and you're so athletic, you just get yourself crazy excited about drinking and partying and being wild. Or the last version is water, and water people are the psychics or the healers or the really good astrologers, because they can stop talking, which I can't do on the radio, and let themselves go inside. And from that place, they can hear voices. And so you're going to see today that you have the gift, all of you have the gift, that you are in fact a very awake, alive person. And to the degree that you can hear, everyone's alive and kicking. One of my good friends said this. I love this line. We were sitting in a hot tub. He is a Zen Buddhist master and teaches all over. His name is Junpo. I love that name, Junpo. He is a teacher of crazy wisdom. So we were sitting in the hot tub. We were in silence. And that's one of the clues of people that can listen. They can be quiet. And then I looked over at him. And I said, isn't it funny that you spend your whole life trying to breathe in, out, in, out, in, out. That's all you do. It's really an automatic nervous system response, but you spend your whole life in the practice of breathing. From the moment you get here, the first breath, to the last moment, the last breath, all we do is breathe. And then he looked at me, he said, you know, the funny part is your ego thinks it's breathing. I love that line. Like, you're not breathing, you're being breathed. And so once you realize that you are in the facility or the capacity to help the human condition by being an available soul or a body that says to spirit, use me in my chart, my personality chart has a very unique pattern, and then I will give my role or my tapestry strand, my particular unique version of myself, to the collective. And if I can do it with enough awareness, it can be a lot of fun and it can be a successful story. If I'm aware enough to stop and listen and pay attention to what's really going on and not be captured by my internal dialogue or my emotional body or my practicality or my excitement, those are the four distractions. The emotional body is when we get depressed and we get sad and we get caught in a negative trap door, can't get out of it. The internal dialogue is when the thought process is so loud that you're always thinking, you're constantly in your mind, so there's no quiet time. And the earth people, the practicality is I should be and I need to, and it's all this incredible attention to wanting to get it right and wanting to make money and wanting to be achieving something. That's earth people are distracted. They don't listen because they're so busy. And then the last one is that there is such a passion to get exercising and physical and athletic and on theater and doing things and being funny and being loud that they never take time to listen to themselves. I had the most interesting client today who, it's such an interesting story. I've been working with him and his wife. They have been married 15, 17, 18 years altogether. They've been together. He, about a year ago, realized the marriage really wasn't working the way he expected. He was sad about it. And so he found himself pulling away, and unbeknownst to anyone, he began to fall in love with someone else, but didn't tell anyone. It didn't really take him out of the marriage. It made him realize that he had to come back in the marriage, but the ambivalence began. This is error. And his mind became a ping pong game between where he should be. And then finally, he's created a big, giant drama in his life to get himself out of his marriage, which was to get caught in some ridiculous story that I don't even want to tell you about this last weekend, which has facilitated the end of his marriage. Now, this is the ultimate inability to hear, because if he was listening to his own heart, this is error. All he does is think and talk and get distracted and find people to talk to. And he's so sociable that if he were listening to his own heart, he would have heard, I don't want this marriage, even if it means hurting my children. I'm not in love. And so he couldn't hear that, because we don't want to hear the truth. And so life had to come in. Like today in the heavens, the sun is in Scorpio at 26 degrees. The moon is in Aquarius at 23 degrees. It's a perfect square going on in the heavens right now. If you looked up in the sky, the sun and the moon are exactly 90 degrees apart. And if a baby were born today, they most likely would have parents who got divorced. I find this very consistent. I can tell whose parents get divorced by looking at their chart. And what it suggests is tension that occurs inside the human because of their parenting, because of what happened as a child, that neglects their ability to actually be quiet enough and calm enough because they've got an anxious nervous system. And then their personality finds their favorite loophole. Is it going to be being alone and drinking and smoking and being all by yourself, water? Is it going to be being distracted by people and relationships, air? Is it going to be distracted because of how much you do and how practical you are and how much you're fixated on money? Or is it about your enjoyment in life and you get so loud and so enthusiastic that you're just having a party all by yourself and forgetting to stop and listen? So my topic tonight is listening. And you're going to hear when we do the show that people are going to call in and I'm going to listen. And then we're going to get to see the difference between talking without listening. You know, it's so funny because the students gave me their recorded sessions. Everyone that was studying with me had to give me a recording of their session. It was so fascinating. And I could tell who were the ones that actually followed the script, because I gave them, I broke the code. So here's the code. And people that have a reading with me, I start with, there's a doctor checkup. We're going to do the time of your chart. As an astrologer, I want to know about timing. Then the second step is I'm going to describe your character, which can be a little scary for some people because they're like, what? How do you know all this? And then the third step is, let me make this practical. What's going on in your life right now? So if you just follow my script and I give it to you as a student, when you get to the second level, you get to have my script. Then you get to find out what it is to do a reading. So they sent me the copies of their readings. Well, one of the clients, the guy would say like something like, tell me about your marriage. And she would go, well, we've been married for 12 years and we have been having a difficult time. Then he'd say, tell me about your kids. And then he'd say, well, we have two children and one of them is really a troubled kid. Tell me about your job. Well, we have, I have a really good job and make a lot of money. And I was like, why are we asking these questions if you're not listening? You know, if you ask a question and they give report to you information, but you're not actually entering into their experience and listening. Listening is silence, not getting ready for your next question. But then you listen with your heart. There's ears around your heart. Get a visual of that. That would be a great little logo. There's ears on the side of the heart. And that creates a sensitivity that your heart is listening, not just your ears. And when you're listening with your heart, then you're actually feeling somebody, not just hearing them. There are ears around your heart. I love that, Silverman. Who said that? Okay. So what we're going to do, I'm going to start by getting some of these callers on the phone, and we're going to, together, we're going to listen. And I want you to know that the gift of magic is the depth of listening without the noise of your thought process. So you know how when someone starts talking, you immediately start to think what you want to say? Like they're telling you the story about their mom and you go, oh, my mom does that. Or they're telling you the story about their job and you're like, that's what happened to me. As soon as they interrupt you with their point of view, they're not listening with the wings on their heart, the ears in their heart. What they're listening with is they're listening to what you're saying that's triggering what you're thinking. And the next thing you know, you're stuck inside your head. So I'm going to tell you right now, the important deal is in the nature of this reality, what good lovemaking is, what good friendship is, what good healing is, what a great student is you're actually listening. And I don't know what, I remember being in first grade with Mrs. Hyman and she, or even in kindergarten with Mrs. Groves. Why do I remember this? And they would pick up the book and they would show you the book. Like they show you that, like, see Tom run, see Jane bite Tom. Not like that, but you know what they said. And then they would take the book and I would be leaning over staring at the book. And I remember as a kid, everything the teacher said, every story, I have such a crazy memory because my attitude was to listen. And I don't know where I got this skill set, but I'm going to suggest to you that most of you out there don't know how. I don't want to be mean, but if you learn the art of listening, you begin the art of everything from healing to being intelligent to being successful to being a good lover. Now, if you're interested in any of those topics, raise your hand. Oh, look, they're all raising their hand. Then you too can begin the art of listening. So we're going to start with Jolie. This is so interesting. Jolie, I had no idea this was your birthday. You're born the same year as me. I want you to come onto the line. Nate, you can let our first caller in. And Jolie, is that you saying your name, Jolie?
Actually, it's a sachet. It's Jolie, like Zsa Zsa. Jolie.
I love that name. So Jolie is a magical being. She has four planets. Do you know astrology, Jolie?
I know astrology extremely well. I also read cards. In fact, I recently sent you a little ditty of...
I know exactly who you are. That was the craziest thing. So let me tell you about Jolie. So she has four planets in the 12th house, which is the house of the magician, of the magic, of the 12th house in astrology. There's 12 signs. And when you get to the last sign, you're at the point where hopefully someone's had a lot of lifetimes and they've received the lessons. And they have this word called recapitulation, which means they've remembered what they learned in their last life, and they're actually able to apply it. It's a novel thing. Most of us are beginners. We're young students. We've just arrived on this planet. We're like, how do you do this thing called relationship? Or what do you do with money? Or how do you do with addiction? But with someone like this chart, Jolie, you've got an old soul's chart. Can you relate to that?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And how long have you been doing readings?
It runs in my family, and when I was three, they decided me out of the six kids that I had the ability, so it was always nurtured in me. And I've always applied it with friends. I still do it. It is my profession. However, in the past several consecutive years, I stepped up to take care of the terminally ill people in my family, so I had to put my business to the side. I lost a lot of clients and whatnot, you know, over the past several years. Because, like, they were dropping like flies, not at the same time, but, and it's funny because once that was all over and I was free to go and do whatever I wanted, I started to make some plans to go and visit a friend of mine in Houston and maybe move to Denver, and then in April. And then I had a slip and fall and tore my rotator cuff and had a little back injury, but my lawyer suggested I stay in the state until that settles. But so I'm like, okay, I surrender. But while I'm here.
When did you rip your rotator cuff?
It was April 6th.
So funny, because I did the same thing. And we're both the same year. And we're both in Saturn return. So first of all, I want you to know you will change. You're not exactly in Saturn return yet. It's been cooking or percolating. It's the change or the move is more likely to happen after Christmas. So don't push.
Yeah, I surrender. But I want to move to Denver, and I've wanted to for years, okay? And I want my business to grow because I love helping people. I'm also a Reiki master teacher, and I always use that in my work with people. And my readings, I read a regular deck of cards. I do it over the phone. All the person to do is tell me their name and give me their birthday. And then I shuffle and tell me when to stop. But I can do it without a person being here or talking to me. And my reading I sent to you is an example of that.
That was so crazy. I mean, it was like, yeah, exactly. It was probably about 85% accurate. There were some things that were random that didn't fit, but there were so many things that did. And so I want to acknowledge Jolie. So if you want to get some readings from Jolie, how would they do that?
I am on Facebook, Jolie Evans, JOLIEEVANS, and my phone number is 708-248-4664. I'm in Chicago in the Central Time Zone. And
I have PayPal.
You know, I always like giving back, and I'm very inexpensive. My question to you, Deborah, I really want to expand my clientele base, and I'm trying to, rebuild it. And I want to know, what do you see as far as that happening after December?
You want to rebuild your practice. That's what you're asking about?
Yeah. I want to, this is what I do. You know, I was in the funeral business. I was a truck driver for many years.
What do people in the funeral business do?
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Well, I have a 12-year-old son with Pluto there, so of course I'm going to be in the funeral business.
The short answer is, Jolie, I love your name.
The short answer is
you're in a stagnant position right now because your body and your soul are asking to stop, and you will return to your practice, and you are very gifted. That's so obvious. I couldn't believe the accuracy. And what I want to suggest to you is you're in the practice right now of faith and being still. You can talk so much that you can get people crazy. And so you've got to learn to stop talking, which is why you've been slowed down. How are you doing at that?
Well, you know, I have laryngitis right now, so I think maybe the universe
right
is
now?
Trying.
If you could do me a favor leading up to Christmas and every day take a break from words and don't. This is what I was saying earlier in the show about listening in silent. You have the gift in no uncertain terms. You've got four planets in the house of magic and the angels are talking to you. But you talk so much that it's hard to get through, and then it gets static on the airwave. So if you would practice silence, and that can either be meditation.
I don't know if I agree with that totally, because I do agree that I was like that in the past. But, you know, I'm 58 years old, and over time, I've really relished what you were saying. Yes, listening, that is where it's at. Even if you're not hearing voices, you're listening and hearing other things in your soul.
So here's what I want you to do. I want you to practice talking less, two ears, one mouth. Give yourself an opportunity every week. Like if you get up on a Tuesday and you say noon to five, I'm not talking. Just allow yourself to do some listening and being with people, and don't share what you know about them. Start receiving, because this is what's going on with your life right now. You're carrying too much gifts. Your gift is so extreme that it's hard for you to receive. So life wants to give to you, but you keep on pushing. Can you feel that?
I'm very open to receiving, you know.
You're not listening.
After spending so much
You're not
time
listening.
Caring
You're
for
not
people
listening.
At the end
beep,
of their life.
Beep, 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 beep. You're not listening. I'm going to do it one more time. I want you to, this is a great example. The art of receiving, magic happens because we listen without talking. So I want you just to practice, Jolie, as you do with your people, your friends, your family, to not respond immediately and see if they can say to you, wow, Jolie, what's wrong with you? You're not talking as much. That's when you begin to open the receivers, and that's why your life's going to change, because if you're going to make this move, you're going to have to change your personality. That's what's going on. I'm telling you, you are in a big change, and it requires listening and less talking. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes, it does.
And it's a practice. I swear to you, it's a practice to just to say, yes, yes, it doesn't stop, no justification, and then take a pause. And in the art of making love and the art of real conversation, the art of poetry and the art of good writing, Tom, what's his name? Twain. What's this guy's first name?
Mark Twain said,
I love this line.
Cummins.
I love this line, Mark Twain said. He said, if I had more time, I'd make this letter a lot shorter. Because really the art of real communicating is less is more. So I'm going to say that I'm going to take a break. And Jolie, I really want to thank you.
I love that you said that because one, a friend of mine has always said that about me.
Okay, so
I'm just validating you. He passed away. He just passed away. And I always remembered and it was resonating with me of those words.
Okay, so I'm going to stop right here. We're going to stop. Jolie, you're going to listen again and you'll listen without having to talk. And thank you for calling tonight. And thank you for the gift you gave me because you can't imagine how clear she is and how much you helped me. We're going to go to the next caller. We have enough time to take a next caller. Yes, we do. And the next caller's name is Yvette. Yvette, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Yvette. So did you have this practice of listening? Is that part of your nature? Because I can see that you have a lot of air too.
Yes, but I think I've learned to manage it a little better than Jolie. I know when you're like that, you don't hear yourself.
Exactly.
And you don't mean to be that way, but you don't hear yourself.
You don't even know. But you have a grand trine in water. You're a hands-on heel. You must love animals.
I do.
Do you have a pet?
I have a dog, and she talks.
She talks to you. Because you have a crazy
talk
gift.
She'll talk to you, too.
She'll talk to me, too. This grand trine in water is telepathy. You've got telepathy in your chart. You can read people a mile away. You don't need to talk. You can read them like a book. But your health, I want to warn you, if this birth time is right, that at Christmas this year, right before Christmas, then right after Christmas, your body wants to slow down. You might be feeling it already. Are you?
I'm ready for a holiday or break.
Is there anything physically going on as far as your health?
Not really. I think I'm all right. I think I just need a good holiday.
Okay, perfect. So the good news is you've got two things going on in your chart. One is very positive. Jupiter's coming to get you, Virgo. We're going to hang up after this break. I want to just say out loud the phone number once more, which I can't see anywhere, because when we hang up, you guys, you can call in, and the phone number is 248-809-3475. Anyone listening tonight, I want to say it once more because when we hang up, we're going to take a break. 248-809-3475. Back to this wonderful grand trine in water. So Yvette, your gift is compassion. And right at this moment, all you Virgos out there, you're in a very positive transit. The energy is building, but by New Year's, Yvette, you've got to be very careful because your body wants to slow down on one hand, and all you want is a holiday on the other hand. Jupiter's on your sun. It's time to spend money. It's time to go have fun. Can you feel it like one foot on the brake and one foot on the gas?
Yes, it's a dichotomy almost.
And that's what's going on right now. So here's the news. If you would take responsibility for this New Year's and do some resolutions, you have the opportunity of discipline. It's a great time for you to consider, and I'm going to give you a suggestion. You're the opposite of our last caller. What you need is permission to make it more about you. You tend to be selfless and give everything away. You are the quintessential humanitarian. Do you do volunteer work?
I just came from a session with somebody, and they pointed that out, that people misinterpret the fact that giving for me is huge, and I need to learn to allow to receive a little bit better.
And that's what this Christmas is going to be about, is about you receiving and about you slowing down and really being able to give yourself some permission to be inside your own rhythm. You go outside yourself all the time, this grand trine of water. So just, I'm going to say it once more. Christmas is time to give yourself a New Year's resolution. Start preparing for it now because there's this positive energy. It could be a trip. But the really big issue is that you put yourself in the center of the movie, not the other. That's going to be a stretch for you.
Yeah, it's difficult not to go there because my goal is to help people, and I do it so naturally and it's with so much passion that I forget.
But you know what? The life lesson right now, Saturn's going over your soul. This is a great time to have a reading. Anyone out there that wants a reading, you write to Silverman Support at Gmail. and you talk to Milena, my assistant, she's like an angel that will help you. Or you go to my new website. It's coming up on Monday. I have a brand new website coming out, you guys. Deborah Silverman Astrology .com. And you can go find out about those funny videos that describe my crazy psychology. I am, honest to God, publicly schizophrenic on those videos. So Yvette, you've got your homework. We're going to take a break. What is really important in this life, what's really important in this life, is to use the internet and to use all these crazy psychological, spiritual, empower radio to make sure you follow through. It's not enough to talk about woo-woo. It's really important to apply it. And that's where the tires hit the ground and we become more spiritually real than just theorists. When we come back, Danielle, your turn's next. Can I see the phone number again? I'm going to say the phone number one more time. It's 248-809-3475. There's one open line, 248-809-3475. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to Deborah Silverman, Empower Radio. I'll be right back.
This week's episode, Danger at the Old Well.
Last one to the old well's a rotten egg. Ha-ha, I win. Whoa! Ah! Sassy! Johnny fell down the well.
I'm wet.
What, Sassy? You know where Mr. Gunderson keeps his rope? Go get it, girl. What? You'd rather use this time to set people straight about shelter pet adoption?
I'm cold.
People shouldn't be afraid to adopt from a shelter? Because shelter pets are screened for sound health and temperament?
I'm wet and cold!
Sassy, what about Johnny? What? Let Johnny sit in the well until he learns to be more self-reliant? Sassy!
What do you say?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt!
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, is that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, Larry, mind if I sit down?
Nope.
This coffee tastes like coffee. So what's going on?
Not much.
What's new?
Not much.
Okay, but can you please put the newspaper down while you say not much?
What newspaper?
This newspaper. Oh, dude, what happened to your face? I see one, two,
ow,
three, four, five, six.
Ow.
Dude, what is
ow
this? 11 pieces of toilet paper stuck to your face?
I'm shaving in the dark to save energy. I'm helping the environment.
That's a dangerous way to help the environment.
Well, sometimes you have to sacrifice yourself for the greater good.
Dude, there's an easier and safer way to help the environment without sacrificing yourself. Go green, go public. Take public transportation. It's good for the environment and you won't have to live behind a newspaper.
Wow.
But for now, put the newspaper back up.
A message from the public transportation systems across the country. To learn more, visit publictransportation.org.
And now back to Tell Me a Story with Deborah Silverman on Empower Radio.
Here we are. We're back with Deborah Silverman on Empower Radio. And we're talking about astrology. Uh-oh. Deborah Silverman is singing over the... How are we on? Yes. We are talking to Deborah Silverman. She's on the radio. And she's going to give you a phone number so you can call me too. And the area code's 248-809-3475. I'm going to write it down. So all of us should write it down. 248. You think I should know this by now, right? 809. I love those numbers. 3475. There they go. Okay. So we're talking about listening tonight. It's my favorite topic. Listen and silent have the same letters. You know, this life is so hard. Let's be honest. it's not an easy planet to be on. There's so many distractions. There's so many stories. We've got so much. You know why God made us? Because she loves stories. That's why we're here. We're just one big fat story. And everybody has a unique one. And everyone comes to me. I love it. And I get to listen and hear your silly stories. And then I say to you, that was a stupid story. Like the guy today. Like I was like, that is the dumbest story. But it doesn't matter if it's a smart story or a stupid story. It's a story. And we take the judgment off all of my work. And you can go on Amazon and buy my book on Deborah Silverman. You go to Amazon and it's called The Missing Element. And I call them stupid stories in the book. And the book is all about the missing element is compassion, because everybody's screwed up. Raise your hand if you feel like your ego's a little out of whack. Just a little, not a lot. How about those who think it's a lot out of whack? Oh, they're not raising their hands because they're the ones that don't want to admit it. Everyone's got something wrong with them. Some people pretend they don't. That's what's so curious to me. And they have addictions and they have secrets and they live underneath the bed and they stash things in their closet and they have a mess. Some lady told me yesterday in my sessions, I love this. She's been taking all the classes. I love her. And she said, you know, Deborah, this is going to sound so weird. She's taking an astrology class and she cleaned out her closets, plural, and it changed her life. I was like, you know what? This sounds wrong. I'm teaching you the stars to go out at night and look up. And you're going in and dusting and cleaning, and that's working. But that's the nature of balancing these worlds. That's why my spirituality is not just woo-woo. It's practical. And astrology is the bridge maker between that world up there in the heavens and this world down here on the planet. And you've got to marry the two. And how do we do it? By knowing when to talk and when to be quiet. If we only knew in our relationships when to say to our partner, I'm going to listen to you. Everything you're saying is stupid, but don't say that. I'm going to listen to you and let you talk, and then you're going to listen to me. But if we could just agree to listen, you know what I heard about Paris? Did you hear this? That they found 8 people in another house in Paris. Did you hear the story? And now they've arrested them, and there was like 3 or 4 of them were suicide bombers. So the story's continued. I hate that story about what happened in Paris. That's because we have a human psyche that has evil in it. It's just the truth. And I am aware that I don't understand evil. How many of us relate to this? So we hear those stories about these fundamentalists and we're like, what part of the human psyche has the capacity to do a suicide bomb because they believe so much that they're going to be safe and protected? Oh my God, that's the weirdest story I've ever heard. And what part of the human brain doesn't allow us to understand the other person's point of view? Like, Arabs and Jews, or in this case, I said today, I would like to go meet a Ku Klux Klan member and interview them, or a Nazi, or an Islam extremist, and say, I just want to hear you. Now, we know, you and I, that they don't listen. There is no semblance of listening. They are only going to talk. They're going to give us their point of view, and we're going to be left with, I don't understand. So how many of you in your life have had this happen, where you're talking to your brother or your mother or your boss, and they're not listening to a thing you're saying, and you walk away, and it's so unbelievably frustrating. So that's in the name of listening. Our next caller is going to come here in just a moment, and I am going to listen to her, and you are going to join me. Her name is Danielle, and she is a Capricorn. Danielle, are you there?
I am.
You've had a hard, oh my God. Do you know astrology at all, Danielle?
I've done a little bit with you before.
Oh, did I give you a reading?
Yeah, I'm in Nashville. Dana's daughter.
Oh my God, why did I not recognize your chart? You know what? I had a dream. I had a dream I came back to Nashville. It's so funny. I woke
really?
Up today thinking about Nashville, and now you're on the phone, on the radio. That's like magic.
I love it. I just saw your Facebook post and the perfect timing and called, and it worked out. I'm so happy.
Guys, she's so pretty, and she just didn't get married. That was your sister.
Oh, no, I just got married. Yeah, you're right.
She got married. She got married. Okay, I married her sister. I can't tell the difference. They're both so pretty and pink and blonde and pretty.
We have the same voice.
Can we just talk about your wedding for a minute that I didn't get to go to because stupid me? Can we just talk about it? What was it like?
It was amazing. It was in Steamboat in Colorado, and just it was perfectly fall and all our friends. And
the perfect day of your life.
Yeah, it was amazing.
A day you'll never forget.
Yeah, nothing okay. went wrong. It was perfect.
Okay, so let me tell you, Danielle, your chart, honest to God, your chart, I'm so glad I didn't know it was you because I was looking at this brand new. In the last 2 years, you have gone through, since the intensive, when did we do the intensive?
That was about 3 years ago.
That's when your chart, it's so funny. Your chart over the last 2 or 3 years is literally a different person. Like, this is a great example of what happens when someone really listens. Danielle came to see me without using any of her story. She came to see me to do an intensive. And how old were you? 27?
I was 26, yeah.
And so what happens is in the intensive, I do a process where someone tells me their whole life story. And then very quickly you get to see, because I listen, to where they're stuck in an old memory that has them hostage to some kind of interpretation that's not true. Now, we could tell the story to Danielle, but it's too secretive, right, Danielle?
I don't care.
Okay, well, what was the story? Do you remember what the biggest thing is that we shifted in you?
I think I was just holding on to a lot of
shame. Let me help you.
Negativity and shame. Yeah, just about myself.
So she had judgments going on about her childhood and things that had happened. I seem to remember, but I'm not going to say it. And then after she said it out loud and we got to see that it wasn't what it was, people have shame because they get stuck in their story. And then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, I need to see the chart. The next thing you know, my old Jed's a millionaire and Danielle became happily married, lives in Nashville, has the coolest store where they sell corsets. And she is the sister of a sister. These two are like two soulmates. They both found the best guys. I love the story. And guess what, Danielle? During your getting married, Jupiter went across your ascendant. It just happened. It happens once every 12 years. Jupiter's a planet of blessings. Jupiter went across your soul while you got married this fall. And your Saturn return is in February.
Oh, so, my gosh.
Just tell me, are you thinking of getting pregnant? Don't tell anyone, just us.
Kind of. My sister is trying.
Well, you just might beat her to it because I hate to tell you this, but you have, are you thinking about it?
I mean, I want to, but I don't think Falcon's quite ready.
Because his career or his business or?
Yeah, he's so busy with work.
It doesn't take him to, the making the baby is not a problem at all. And then the growing baby has nothing to do with him at all. And then,
I know.
Boy, what a great story. What if you got pregnant first? Would that piss her off?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm not going to go there. Let's just say all I can tell you is you are in a very
pregnant.
You're in a very fertile cycle. Your chart is creative. It's positive. It could be a move. Are you guys thinking of moving?
No, I mean we're thinking about buying another house.
That's what I mean. So, listen, all I can tell you is your Saturn return is upon you. Buying a house, having a baby, getting married, you're on. Jupiter's sitting there. You're in the most positive transit you could be in, Danielle. The only problem you have is getting caught in worry, Miss Worrywart.
Yeah.
And there's nothing to worry about. You just have to manage your internal dialogue. You know what that means? See, I love how she's quiet. Do you know what that means to manage your internal dialogue?
Yes, I took a long time off yoga and recently I've been feeling like I really need it again.
Back to yoga. Okay, so here's the simple version. Moving, babies, marriage, back to yoga. Your chart's on fire and it requires you to stay in trust and in deep quiet so you can actually enjoy this wonderful moment because it's going on all the way through. It continues through February, March, your Saturn return. So enjoy these moments. You're in a radical departure from your old self. And now you're Mrs. Danielle. I love that story. I wish I could have seen your wedding. You should have seen. I saw the pictures.
I know. I'm still waiting on the professional pictures.
I can't wait to see them. Thank you for calling, Danielle, and send my love to your family. And just so you know, you couldn't be in a better moment astrologically. It's just not to worry and to relax. Good luck with that, Capricorn. Thanks for calling in. And our next caller is, let's give out the phone number while we're in between. 248, grab a phone, you guys. 248-809-3475. Our next caller's name is Terry. We've got Virgos uniting. We've got, this is the third earth sign in a row. Terry, are you there?
I am, Jeff.
How did you find me?
Actually, I found you and is it Elena? You guys were doing your little skit on the signs and I was laughing my butt off.
I can't really understand you. Can you understand her, Elena? Or you can't hear anyway. You sound a little clogged up. Are you on speakerphone?
Is this better?
Better, yes. Thank you.
I
tell me again,
you
found me, you found me on the YouTube?
Yeah, you guys are goofing around on the signs.
I know. Just people listening to the audience, if you go on YouTube and you put Deborah Silverman and your sign in, there's a little 5-minute video where I do public schizophrenia. I act like a crazy person. And people think it's funny. I don't know. It's something about me and uninhibitedly displaying human nature and saying, don't feel self-conscious because everybody's ridiculous. And then everybody goes, I feel so much better. Okay, Terry, you, Miss Critic, you must be so pretty. I bet you're super pretty.
Oh, thank you.
Am I right or am I right?
I get compliments.
What do you do? You should be working with women. Do you do anything with women?
No, I do dog rescue.
Dog rescue?
Yeah.
What, you mean like, what do you describe it?
I'm a foster mom. So I take in animals that are from a shelter and then we get them acclimated. And then once we determine they're ready, we get them out for adoption.
That's so beautiful, Terry. You're taking care of babies. You've got a very exceptional chart. You're extremely intense. Are you in relationship?
An intense one, sometimes.
Pluto. When you were born, Pluto was right on the sun. It only happens once a year for a few days. And it describes someone who's very, very strong energetically. Your body, especially your body. Did you do sports when you were a kid?
I did a lot of dancing and soccer.
Boy, what are you doing now for work, Terry?
I work in IT, totally boring.
You work in IT? No, but I bet you're super detailed. Are you really enjoying it? Is it boring to you, or are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I'm too detailed. Everybody's like, you remember everything.
You have an exceptional chart. You know what you'd be great at? Do you want to come? Well, how did you find us tonight? You just saw it on Facebook or something?
Yeah, I seen you and Elena goofing around doing the skits on all the signs, and I was laughing so freaking hard.
And then you went online and you saw the advertisement for Empower Radio.
No, well, then I found your Deborah Silverman's, and you guys talked about Facebook, so I Facebooked you, too.
See, Facebook is the trick. I'm telling you, that's how. I want to give out the phone number because I think we have an open line. Do we, Milena? That would be a yes or no. Yes. You guys grab a pen and then write this down, or grab your cell phone. 248-809-3475. If you call right now, you guys, you're going to get in. 248-809-3475. Hike 248-809-3475. So the trick with you, Terry, is honestly, one, you're exceptionally sexual. Two, you're exceptionally detailed. Three, you have a very strong need to be in control. Am I right or am I right?
Yeah, I ride my own motorcycle.
Where do you live?
Minnesota.
Isn't it too cold to be on a motorcycle?
We're getting ready to park them now.
So tell us a story. Are you in relationship?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us about your relationship, Miss Intensity.
That's why it's so intense. It's a long distance relationship. I'm in Minnesota and he's in California. And yeah, we're pretty intense. When we're good, we're good. When we're bad, we're bad.
How often do you see each other?
Anywhere from a month to 3 months sometimes. The biggest one was like 5.
You see him once every month to 2 months. That's so Virgo. You're a double Virgo. And you talk on the phone how often?
We text all day long and then usually we'll talk or tangle every night.
And how did you get from, why are you so far apart?
Oh, that's been the whirlwind. I had my place sold twice. I was going to move out there and it's kind of like cold feet kind of must have happened or something. I don't know. We're kind of on and off again like underwear.
That's a funny line. Your chart right now, you should be moving. And I'm surprised your house, because you couldn't be at a better time to sell your house than right now astrologically. So how long has it been on the market?
Well, I actually sold it twice, but we ended up breaking up in the interim of it. Once it sold and I signed the agreement, things kind of went shoddy.
So that stopped you from moving because the relationship didn't work?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that a coward's way? I should have kept going.
I think you should sell your house even if you don't move, because this is the window of time, but it's probably gone now. When was the last time you got the opportunity to sell?
October. I was supposed to close on the 31st, Halloween.
So my suggestion for you is, you might want to let yourself reconsider. Let's talk about the relationship. Give me a little bit information about the relationship. Where you? How did you meet him?
Actually, we met online on a biker site. And then, go ahead.
No, and then what happened?
We talked for about a year and corresponded, and then I finally went out there for a short weekend, and then we connected like we knew each other before. Like, it was super creepy weird, but, like, good weird, you know? Like, we felt like we'd known each other before. And then it just really clicked, and then he wanted me to move in there right away, but I was like, we got to hold on. I'm not in a fairy tale, you know? I'm a Virgo, got to get my ducks in a row.
And how long ago was that?
We met 3 years ago.
Sweetie, this is a crazy story. You have a very confused chart in the name of relationship. You're extremely sexual, but you love your alone time, right?
Yes.
So you're giving mixed messages. You're ready to be. How old is he?
We're both 45 with no kids, and we were both married once before.
And the reason why you haven't moved in yet, it's just, I would say to you, you've got to be really honest. What is the interruptive factor that keeps breaking you guys up?
It's usually him. He says that he's like, I don't know if I feel the same about you. And then he comes back and he's like, I can't live without you. There's a pull to you that I can't resist. You know, I need you in my life. And I never really give up on him when we do break up, because there's just really something there, you know. Like I said,
and does
like
he
said,
have other relationships when you're not there?
Pardon me?
Is he seeing anyone else? Do you know of any idea if he's being with other people?
I sometimes wondered.
So here's what I want to say to you. The big, simple answer is your ambivalence is equal and matched by his. So you have to decide whether you want this relationship, in which case you take the risk and you jump in all the way or don't. But it's been 3 years. That's so funny.
I know.
It's been three. So if I were you, I would admit to myself that, yes, there's a part of me that's ambivalent. Do you know that part of you that pulls in and pulls away and pulls in and pulls away?
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing the same thing. You've
totally.
Got so much
it's
earth
like
in your
mirror.
Chart, Terry. You must be great at your job.
I would like to, think so.
You
yeah.
are, aren't you? Do you realize how good you are? You're a workaholic. You've got, this chart is so fixated on details and so good at follow through and so good at practicality. Isn't that true?
Totally.
But when it comes to relationship, be perfectly honest, you're ambivalent. This is the thing about listening. If you listen deeply, you'll see based on results, it's 3 years and you haven't moved in yet. And you see him once every other month.
Mm-hmm.
And how does that go? You go see him, he comes see you. How does it work?
Yeah, mostly I go there because I was going to move there. So I wanted to get acclimated to the place, but he's been here too.
And the reason why you're not dating anyone in Minnesota?
When we do break up, I can't. It's him that I think and I see about. And
what's the longest relationship you've been in, Terry?
Actually, I was married. I was with my husband for 14 years. And then after that, I'm a long-term relationship person, because then I was with someone for like 6 years.
And during that time, what happened? What ended the relationship of your husband and you?
He was an alcoholic, and I wanted kids, and he told me he wanted kids. And then when it was time, he's like, I didn't want any. I just told you that just so you'd marry me.
Oh, I hate those stories. So here's the short answer. This is what happens in life. We have to really listen and be honest. The truth is you have an incredible gift of beauty. I'm surprised it's not obvious in the way. What's your weight like?
It fluctuates.
If you would give yourself right now the opportunity to take the risk of putting your house back in the market, if I could tell you one thing about your chart, you couldn't be, especially by July. By July, this whole thing changes. And if at that point there is not a radical departure in this relationship with this man, even though clearly you're addicted, and clearly you're in love, and that's what addiction is. We fall in love with someone, it's a past life, we can't get rid of them, we stay with them, we know it's not really good, but we can't let go, we can let go, we can't. And then all that confusion perpetuates the story until one day we decide to listen and say, I'm not going to keep this going on without giving myself full permission to either be in or be out. It's a black or white story. So I want you to know that your job right now is to pay attention leading up to the spring and being really honest and paying attention. And I would even do some meditation if I were you, like, because you know that you're addicted to him.
Yeah.
And when we're addicted to something, we have to be really honest and say, I am ambivalent about going. I'm ambivalent about staying. I would do some therapy. And here's the way you can do it, you guys. You go to silvermansupport@gmail.com and you ask for a session. And there's one more line open. I'm going to read it once more. 248-809-3475. This is so unusual to not have the lines lined up. 248-809-3475. I just want to say that this is the voice for all of us that you're representing right now, Terry, which is, I can't get out of what I know isn't good for me because I have such a memory of a past life of the yum-yum factor, but back at the ranch in the here and now, it's not showing up. So when we get caught in that loop of what could be what once was, but it's not here and now, we have to really have a hard talk to ourselves and listen. So you might want to journal or do something that would give you some direct honesty. And that can be counseling. Have you ever been working with a counselor at all?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And is there any patterns that you can help me? Has there been any addiction in your life?
I like a beverage.
I like a beverage. And is that true? You're sweetie as well?
We actually maintain really well when we are together. I think he's addicted too, to be honest with you. I think that's why he pulls back.
Addicted. Yes, exactly. What do you think he's addicted to?
The yum yum sauce. No, he says I have a really good heart.
I think, do you guys have, just as a secret question, do you guys have a strong sexual connection?
Yeah.
That's what it is. I'm telling you right now, sex, 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 sex. Now you want to call in, you guys? It's too late. 248-809-3475, sex, 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 sex. Ha! This is the deepest, the deepest cord in the human psyche that everything boils down to is who can we be intimate with? Who can we be ourselves with? And even if it doesn't feel good after it's over, even if we're mean to each other, people are willing to allow themselves to be sacrificed. And that's what I see with you guys. You're not really living your expectation of what you thought this life would be. And you're staying with a past life memory. Clearly, you guys have a past life, but it's not here and now. So you want to update. All of us have to ask ourselves, am I staying stagnant? It's like that story I told at the beginning of the show with the man who was in this relationship and really he didn't want to be in it, but he couldn't get out of it because the sex was so good. That's the real story. And then eventually his wife finds out that he has been with somebody, which only happened once. It's such a crazy story. His phone, by his son's 7-year-old ability, went on the iCloud, hooked up his texting to his wife's phone. She saw everything. And then he got to end the relationship, but he could never have ended it because he was sexually addicted. And so that's not the reason why we stay together. The reason we stay together, and that, so life had to intervene. Life had to have his son come in and put that out into the public and all of his kids know, because that was the only way that he could get himself to make a decision. You're in something of a similar pattern, Terry. You can't make a decision. And so you're doing this out of convenience, even though I agree you've loved him. I don't doubt at all there's been love, but is it practical? Is he going to be there for you? Are you going to feel safe?
Mm. You got it good there, that's for sure.
I know. So we are going to take a break. Thank you for calling in, Terry. I'm going to say the phone number once more if anybody wants to call in. Thank you, Terry, for being so open tonight and giving us your story. And I pray for you that you journal and that you listen deeply to your inner voice and find out whether or not you can allow yourself to be who you really are. The number is 248-809-3475. Is this crazy? Empower Radio. Deborah Silverman, I feel like I'm talking to myself. Is anybody out there? You can get a free reading right now if you get on the radio. 3 minutes, and I will give you the enlightenment story of what is really, really going on. But the meantime, getting enlightened. So let me tell you about the radio. Let me tell you what's really going on in the last 3 minutes. I have a astrology class starting in January. If any of you are interested, you go to DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com and you can find out all about the class. And the class basically is a beginner astrology. You don't have to know anything about astrology, but people's lives get changed. It's so crazy. They get their lives changed and they get their lives changed because I give such practical information. Water's wet. Fire is hot, air is everywhere, and earth is really heavy. Ah, that's my short version of the four elements. So I'm going to check off. You're going to have the radio. You guys, do you have a commercial you can bring on? Or you need me to keep on talking? Because boy, can I keep on talking. We have 2 minutes to close. That's crazy. Why is no one on the radio? I know why. Because the sun's in Scorpio and the moon's in Aquarius and it's squaring. And when that happens, we get a little bit confused. 6 o'clock at night in Colorado, it's almost 9 o'clock at night in Michigan and back in California. And you guys didn't get a chance to have a free reading. I'm so confused. I could get my feelings hurt and talk about my ego, but I'm not going to do that because you know what? I've been working so much lately. It's probably God's way of saying, Deb, talk to yourself. Stop giving. And maybe we can have a moment of silence. That's funny. We're doing a show on listening. Maybe we can have a moment of silence on the radio, but that's inappropriate. Let's have a moment of prayers for Paris. How about that? Let's all reach out and think, I so wish that we could allow the healing to take place in the part of the human psyche that's so violent, that the door of evil heals, the door of evil seals, and we never have evidence again of people hurting each other. When that day comes and our children don't know what the word war means, we'll know we're in the future and the radio show will be over. Ha ha! Okay, you're listening to Deborah Silverman. It's Empower Radio. Go to my website, DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com. Find out about your chart and go to SilvermanSupport.com to get readings. Thank you so much for not being here tonight. Just kidding. Thank you so much for being here tonight and listening to me. I'll be back next week, same time, same station. Empower Radio, Deborah Silverman Astrology. See you soon.